I'm very bad at this.
The intros will never not be awkward.
Yeah. But okay, anyway, sorry. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks. Drink wine.
I'm Aria.
I'm fine.
And we did this intro backwards this time. I hope you guys liked it.
Oh, true. And I also like realize in all whenever we're like editing it, it literally always goes, everything sucks, drink wine.
Drink wine.
Don't. It's not. I mean, I guess.
I don't know why that started, but yeah, we've been really consistent with that.
It is what it is now. This is the new jingle. This is what you guys need to remember. We are farmers. What? So I'm saying, like, bro, I had a whole, okay, so the reason that came up, I had a whole conversation with Jay the other day, and it was like, I don't know, it was fucking something about farmers. And then I sang that line, and he's like, oh, capitalism doing so well. And I was like, yeah, honestly, yeah. But like, you only really remember insurance company jingles, bro. Like,
yeah, you're right.
It's really strange. Like a good neighbor.
We're safe. Farm is there.
We're not sponsored. Please, if any insurance company wants to sponsor us, feel free to go ahead and do it. I should honestly bleep these fucking names out.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, I'm trying to think of something that isn't
an insurance company.
But now my brain is like insurance. Yeah. I'm only going to think of insurance now.
That's really true. I feel like logos different, but jingles very much insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Like,
do other things have jingles? I feel like I'm just like blanking now.
I don't fucking know. Anyways, but
Arby's, we have the meats. Oh, does that count as a jingle?
I guess. Or is it the slogan? Because slogans work. Like Nike.
Like, how whatever. Is that different than like the State Farm one? It's just like a small little.
That's true.
In a musical tone.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so there I guess Arby's.
Myth
Arby's
busted.
Busted. No, that's the reason I was like, okay, we will be the first non-insurance company in this capitalistic market to have a jingle that people can
only
remember.
Second to Arby's.
Everything sucks, drink wine. anyways, how are y'all? I know you can't answer this, but I hope y'all are well. I'm really pumped because Aria's coming when this No, Aria will not be here yet when this episode drops.
I will be
drops.
On my way when yes. You guys are listening to this episode because I am departing on Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Bro, I'm so excited. We're doing this brunch place that I've been like, okay, I've been living in New York for like 2 years and now don't even live in fucking New York. I live like across the river. But still, like, I have not been to this brunch place, which is like world renowned. No, brown people renowned. The best brunch.
Dude. Ever since we made this reservation, my whole TikTok has just been brown people going to this place.
No, what? That's
and then even insane. Like the guy who like performs at Bar Bar, his personal TikTok showed up on my feed.
What is his name? Amrit? Something
like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Like, whatever. I'm pumped to see this because this is like, okay, the place is Bar Bar. Again, not sponsored. That would be a cool sponsorship, though.
That would be fun.
Just saying. But it's this Indian boozy brunch, and I'm fucking pumped because I know a lot of places here do that. But, like, this one's just, like, it's like going to Pink Elephant in SF. Like, you just, like, it's just one of those that you have to.
You just have to do it. And it's yeah, especially as a brown person, you just gotta. Dude, I was looking at the menu. And, like, just imagine boozy brunch with, like, a paneer kati roll.
Oh.
Because that was on the menu. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Man. Ooh. I'm going to have, like, a little bit of a bloated stomach. But it will be fine.
Dress accordingly.
We will embrace the bloat because that food. Bro, I'm so excited. I'm, like, literally so pumped.
Honestly, free the bloat.
Honestly, yeah. Free the damn bloat. For the bloat. No, but I'm super pumped.
Screw we'll the nipple. On. Let's free them all.
Free them all, to be honest.
Everybody walk around naked from now on.
Okay. Maybe be hygienic, but not on the subways. Don't do this on the subways. But, everywhere else, do whatever the fuck you want. Anyways, super excited about that. We have a lot of fun stuff planned. So hopefully next week's episode we'll have a little more tea.
Yeah, perhaps.
Or more interesting. I'm sure we will.
We'll have some adventures. We always do some fuck shit when we're a little bit donkey shonky. That is especially true. Together.
Oh, that's very true. We gotta like do better than the fucking Essex brunch. That's
Oh my god. Yeah. Wait, what was our record?
That was 13, I think, that day. Maybe we won't hit that, but
we were different people.
2019. This was pre-pandemic. Like,
yeah, like, that was like our first year of being 21.
Yeah. So
no.
Maybe 13 is not the goal, but
definitely 10.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we can make 10 it to 10. We can do. Actually, I think I might have made it to 13 or beat 13 in Chicago.
Oh my god! Wait, you did mention this. That's insane. Yeah.
I don't remember what the number was, but I feel like I was around that range, so I think it's doable. I think we can do it.
You can do it.
We can do it, Kim. I will make sure you don't.
I died off of Bud Light seltzers, dude. The bar is low.
You did. You very much did. And the funniest part was, because you were so dead, I think Jay thought that I would be equally as dead, because we're like the same height and whatever. But like, I was perfectly fine. Like, I was almost 100% sober.
I don't know what the fuck. Okay, it's just the pandemic, dude. Yeah, I drink a glass of wine and I'm like
feeling frisky.
But I will always go for a second one. I'm not saying I won't, but like, it never hit at one glass of wine. I thought it was always like, I don't know. But anyways, so you can feel free. I want to remember the day. Plus, we have to rally, so I don't want to be on the floor dying.
Also, you shouldn't just be on the floor anymore. Period. That's not an option anymore.
On the floor, maybe in that. My house or Jay's place or whatever, like that's fine. That's but not, fine. Not that's in public.
You
places.
Just gotta do like what I did at the Essex brunch. You know, excuse yourself, throw up. That wasn't the Essex return. Brunch. That was Beauty in Essex.
Oh, right? I thought that was somewhere in Jersey.
I do that often. Okay. I just take a break. I didn't brush know my teeth you and come back.
I didn't know you did that in Essex brunch.
Yeah, because I was very discreet about it. I just excused myself, threw up, brushed my teeth, came back out, went out to more bars.
You're lying. No. What? Okay, I had no idea.
I
think it's because
I wasn't eating food and I like kind of felt like too much liquid in my tummy. And I was like, this is a good time to just release and proceed with the night, because I don't want to fuck up later.
Man, that's so genius. Okay, yeah, I had no idea. I met some girl, some chick at the bathroom. That was like one of the first times I've made a friend from the bathroom. Wow. Like I just needed a pee. That's all. But anyways, maybe that's the key. We're gonna get those little toothbrushes.
Yes, you know, yes. Public, I used to have so many from my Invisalign days, but I've ran out.
Oh no. Okay, we load up. We do the what was it? Something in return? Release in return.
Release in return. Oh my god, that could be a slogan. Yes. Release in return.
Release in return, and then everything will be fine. No one will even know. It will be beautiful.
No one has to know. How would they know?
How would they know? Whatever. Okay.
Line of the episode. There's no segue today.
No. We're just chop. Okay, Bobsters.
Full disclosure, we are recording at a different time than we usually do, and so the energy's a bit chaotic today.
Because we're not in the level. We're okay.
Oh. I just had my afternoon coffee. I'm on my caffeine kick.
Yeah. Okay. I'm knocking over mics. This was happening today. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. What is the wine of the episode?
The wine of the episode has a 3.7 on Vivino.
Cool.
I had it and it was pretty good. It is Lees Fitch. Firehouse Red 2018. Ooh. It is from California. And it is, I would say, like 90% on the bold side from light to bold.
Oh.
Maybe 60% from smooth to tannic.
Okay.
It's very much on the dry side for dry to sweet.
Oh.
And then from soft to acidic, it's like, again, like 70% towards the acidic side.
Mm.
And then it has notes of cherry, red fruit, pomegranate, blackberry, vanilla, oak, and here's a kicker, tobacco. I did not taste anything that resembled tobacco, but then again, I am no expert in tobacco, so I don't hold me to
not even a novice in tobacco. Very do not know what tobacco actually
literally
tastes.
Know nothing about tobacco.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but, well, that's interesting. What is the red again? You said just a red.
It's a blend. Oh, it's a red blend. Okay. Yeah. I have to say, I don't really agree with how dry it is. Mm. It was a little, when I tasted it, it didn't taste that dry.
Okay.
Maybe I was just already drunk because I did have this at the end of the night.
Oh shit. This was like the top it off.
Yeah, this was like the we got back from going out and then we wanted to watch a movie and then we had a bottle of wine, so we started drinking it.
Bro. What? Okay. Well, that's hilarious, but I'm glad. It sounds like a very delicioso. How do you spell this, Lise? What did you say?
LEESE-FITSCH. F-I. Seems a little German to me.
Yeah.
But it's from California, so I don't really know.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Cool. How much can people buy this for?
I believe... Okay, so on Vivino, it says it was $13, but I'm pretty sure I paid $11.
Okay.
So maybe we in love stores, a deal. It's cheaper.
Okay. That's amazing. Yes. Look at us. More red wines again. We're bringing it back.
To the red wine. We are bringing it back. I had a bit of a white wine moment, but I think I'm retransitioning into my red wines. Mm. I miss them.
Yeah. I went to dinner. I think it was the day before yesterday. Went to Paisano. My loving favorite, but I didn't get the gnocchi pesto, which is – I know. I usually do. That is my favorite.
Love but me like, some gnocchi pesto.
So good, but I got something else. But the wine was Monte Pulciano, which is – they call it. I know.
Wow.
And, bro, you've been to Paisano, right? Like, bro, they fill up the fucking wine glass the entire
– Have I been there? I don't remember the names of any place.
This is one of the Italian places in Little Italy, and I love
was
it.
Was this where people. I got the gnocchi pesto?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so then you have been there. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
It was good.
Fill up the fucking wine glass all the way. You know how you fill it to the fattest part of the glass? Mm-hmm. No. They're like, fuck that rule. Let's put it all the way. Glasses are
$8.50. Wait, I love that.
I know.
Wait, I love that. Let's go again.
We need to go again. I'm absolutely down. I've been there so many times. It's like one of the – it's like Thai Villa, dude. Like, you can – You know what?
Let's go to Thai Villa.
Go to Thai Villa this time. It's been
their lychee martini. I just love it so much.
So good. It's insane. Yeah, we're okay. Friday.
Okay, Thai Villa. We're happening. Doing it.
That's it's happening. Okay. Anyways. Okay. I guess jumping into the origin for the topic of this episode.
Oh God.
I am sad, to say the least. Disappointed would be another word.
I agree.
And just a little bit embarrassed for Katie.
Yes, we are talking about The Bachelor once again, but just for a small period of time. I promise this whole episode is not about The Bachelor.
Just a little
bit. Before you exit out of the podcast, I promise we're only going to talk about this for a minute.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay, maybe a little bit more. Just
brief. It's just the segue.
Just a segue. Man.
Wow. Okay, so when I was watching the confrontation between Katie and Greg.
Yeah.
First of all, when she just like didn't even like address him and just sat right down, I was like, shit's gonna go down. Yeah. I was like, there's not gonna be a pleasant conversation.
Absolutely not. I honestly thought, like, just like the Katie and Matt season, this reminded me of what got Katie kicked off of Matt season.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I totally agree. It just seemed a little like petty
or even. Yeah.
Yeah. it just, I don't know. Because, like, again, I feel like both of them are so bad at communicating in, like, very similar ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they both have valid points of why they can be upset, mm-hmm. but then they just blow it out of proportion to, like, a next level that doesn't need
it's like, bro, like, calm the frick down. Also, yeah, like, Queen had the wrong definition of gaslighting. Like,
oh yeah, she said it's like when the other person tries to convince you that you're wrong. I was like, ma'am, that's just an argument. That's just an argument. That's not gaslighting.
That's so, like, you convince, you were almost there, but then what the fuck did you say?
Like, but didn't she like post a story about gaslighting, and that's why it was like such a big thing? Like, oh, Katie got gaslit or lighted, whatever terminology is.
Whatever, yeah. But,
and then she got the definition wrong. I was like, this little bit embarrassing.
Like, what are you saying? Are you embarrassed? Oh my god. Too much.
It just seemed, and like, I don't know. The reason that this topic, like, sparked to my mind, because mm-hmm. a lot of the time, like, whenever Greg was like, oh, but, like, I'm glad that you, like, found happiness or whatever. She's like, oh, yeah, I am happy. Like, I'm very happy. And it's like, you sound very angry.
You don't sound happy. That's, yeah, no, Blake is a rebound. Like, who are we fucking kidding? Like,
yeah. I'm honestly so surprised he proposed, because even he himself was having like doubts up until the moment he got out of the car, right?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
No, bro, I bet he was even having doubts before he did it, because King paused for a good minute. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, now is the time to get it. Bro, imagine how long the fucking pause was if they edited it. I'm like, what?
I really thought he was going to shift into a sorry, I can't propose speech, like, let's date.
Yeah.
I thought that's where it was going. And then he, like, whipped out the ring. I was like, oh.
I don't.
He's committing.
Oh, my gosh. I, like, okay. Not.
Also, side note. How funny is it that Blake was picking out rings with Tayshia?
Oh, my God. That was just a whole nother. He's like, oh, yeah, like, Tayshia. Like, he was so into Tayshia for that season. Then King gets kicked off. And now suddenly, Katie. Man, I'm so into Katie.
Like, Tayshia, help me find a ring for Katie. Ew. Why did they do that? Why did they not send Caitlyn? Like, come on.
I don't understand. Like, whatever. They probably think, like, they had, like, they have a relation, like a friendship relationship, just because he was on the season. But, like,
I don't know about that one.
I don't fucking think so.
Didn't seem very, like, friendly. Like, it didn't seem not weird. Friendly, but it didn't seem like anything different than what it would have been with Caitlyn.
Okay.
Probably less awkward with Caitlyn.
That's fucking sad. And the fact that, like, Greg was like, I'm glad you got what you wanted. And she's like, yeah, like, what the fuck did she want? A proposal? Like,
yeah. And then the whole time she was just like, I'm the bachelorette. Like, we were on a TV show. Like, I needed to do this and this. And then I'm like, yeah, he like knows that. But, like, I think the point where I was like, okay, like, Greg has a point when he was like, I know you're the bachelorette, but, like, a relationship is like a two-way street. And it doesn't just because you're the bachelorette doesn't mean, like, you're higher in the relationship than me. Boom. And I was like, fair enough. That's a good point to make.
Yeah.
Because really I think. At this point in the conversation, it kind of seemed like Katie was like, you need to understand me and my position. Mm-hmm. But she was not attempting to understand Greg.
Yeah.
And I know really she tried in the previous conversation when the fight they happened, had.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's, like, really confusing because there was one conversation where Greg just handled it wrong. And there was one conversation where Katie just handled it wrong.
Katie's was full embarrassment, dude. There was not one point in that conversation where I was like, wow, this sucks for her. Like, this is her. Yeah. Her ratings probably went fucking down. Like, she was probably chilling. Like, the moment she got proposed to and then this fight, everyone's like, okay, now I don't fucking know what you're about. Because
I think nothing makes sense. It was more embarrassing because, like, she was upset that Greg, like, wasn't listening to her during the conversation and that he had made up his mind in the conversation. Yeah. And, like, nothing she could have said would have changed his mind. That's exactly what she did to Greg afterwards. So it's like, did you really, like, process your emotions, or are you just angry?
Yeah, just, like, and, like, imagine being that angry so long after the show has ended for her. Yeah,
after you being engaged for, like, months.
Whatever, like, sucks to be them. But what we got out of this is that Blake is a rebound.
Blake is a rebound. Indeed.
Which is terrible because usually you don't fucking marry or get engaged to your rebounds.
Your rebound generally doesn't propose to you. That's not what happens. Rebounds are generally more just like, let me hang out with you for like a month and then we'll call it quits. Yeah,
bro. Okay. So, loving our little ping message. Okay. Let's talk rebounds.
So, what is a rebound, Bubsters?
In colloquial sense of things, when you're getting out of a relationship, whatever relationship it may be, should be a significant relationship, and then you immediately jump into another, almost to fill the gap that is the relationship that left.
Mind the gap.
Okay. But yes, yeah.
It fills the gap. So you're basically just looking for like a replacement, essentially.
Yes. Except like you're replacing the feelings that you felt. Mm-hmm. And like, but you're not expecting, like, maybe you are okay. It's weird because it's like you don't feel the feelings that you felt for this person, for this new person. However, you're trying to replicate the relationship you had with this previous person, with this new person.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
It's really not like, maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're like superficially trying to replace it. Like, obviously, yeah. You're not going to feel feelings for someone you don't have feelings for. Mm-hmm. But you're used to having a companion in certain ways, and all of a sudden you don't have that, and you're like, wait, I still need this. Mm-hmm. Let me just plop someone else in the spot.
Oh, 1,000%. I honestly, like, so I feel like there are a lot of people that trick themselves into thinking they have feelings for the rebound because it,
I could see that.
Because it's like, it progresses in the same, like, sometimes you like happen to find somebody that like, and like, complete honesty, I've done it before, and I think, you know, like, I'm probably speaking from experience, like, I have definitely fooled myself into thinking like, oh, I have feelings for this new person when I don't, and like the feelings I have is for the previous person, but like this new
and
person,
you're projecting that onto the person that you're currently seeing,
but they're functioning really well in those feelings, so it's like, then you're almost thinking like, oh, this is like exactly, you're almost picked up where you left off that last thing, and you're continuing it with somebody else. So you're technically in a relationship with those previous feelings, but like you're getting the reciprocated stuff. So you're like, oh, cool. Like, this is great. Like,
yeah.
And then when that falls apart, you're like, I got some thinking to do.
You're like, let me reevaluate some shit here.
Oh man. Or that's just me that I was like, oh yeah, like now I gotta reevaluate me life and understand like what am I really feeling here? What is the loss that I'm really undergoing?
Especially because I feel like a lot of times like rebounds, I don't know how to phrase this being like politically correct. Like rebounds are someone who aren't like your prototype on paper, you know, it's just like someone.
Are you saying a compromise rebounds are?
Yes.
Okay, you can. Rebounds are compromisable.
Rebounds are really, yeah, are like generally compromises for you. So like when that falls apart, you're like, hold up, hold up. Like it, that then it, like not only are your feelings hurt, but your ego is also hurt. And you're like, let me figure this out a little bit.
Bro, okay, this is exactly, yeah, no, you're so right.
Like, how do I say that without being mean?
No, okay, well, at least, like, we don't have to name anything. We don't, people will just get it. I feel like,
yeah,
look at Greg and look at Blake. Like, let's just be real about this. We have Ryan Gosling, and then we have
Blake.
Like, Mufasa the fucking lion. Mufasa. Scar the fucking lion. Like, just.
The Madagascar man.
Oh, yeah, the Madagascar man. There's a reason to it. It is because it's easily attainable, right? Like, it's sad. Okay, now it's just getting sadder. But, like, you know, we're just getting meaner.
I mean, rebounds, it's like a very psychologically sad place to be if you're like needing a rebound. You're not okay.
No,
you're sad.
You're definitely sad. But like, you are going for someone that's almost like easier to get because it's just like, it's like, your feelings are raw, you need to fill them like ASAP, Rocky. So you're going to go for whoever's available.
Yeah, you're going to go for someone that you already know is like not going to be like is not going to reject you.
Yeah.
And as shitty as that is, it's just a defense mechanism for yourself.
Exactly. So like the first
you can't get hurt again.
Immediately. That's so true. And I feel like this happens like obviously like we were talking from the female perspective, but this is the same thing from like the guy's perspective. Because like as much as people think guys just like to sleep around after a relationship, the girlfriend was more than likely the only person that they would be emotional with. So they're just looking for another female to be emotional with because like we have a lot of like support systems. Like I can talk to you about my feelings. I can talk to my mom about my feelings. Like anybody. Guys don't like – unfortunately in our society don't have that access to like people that will listen. And their boys are going to be like, bro, just go find someone else, dude. Like, and it's sad. But
I feel like because society's like men know emotions that I feel like it even takes like a certain level of friendship for like men to be able to express their emotions with their friends.
Exactly. Also.
And I think that's why they probably seek out like more like feminine attention to get that taken care of. And then they usually catch feelings for whoever like emotionally reciprocates. They're like, oh, she's listening. She cares.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. Like this is the girl. And then they'll like heal themselves over time because now they have the security of the rebound. So they're not worried about like the their emotional side. Then they'll heal themselves and be like, I don't know about this woman. Okay, bye. Let's move on to the next one, which is almost the birth of the fuckboy. But like, interesting.
Very interesting.
We did a good.
You and I just had a moment. We're like,
We did a deduction. We did deductive reasoning. Oh, it's so funny. No, that makes a lot of sense. Well, cool. Should we signs that what should we do? Signs that you are in your rebound. Signs that
you recognize a rebound, I guess. Like whether you are one or you're going for one. Just how to recognize the rebound situation.
Huh.
I think one thing would be is if they're like from personal experience, if someone's just like head over heels just immediately, not good sign.
That's true.
If someone's just like obsessed with you right away, as good as it feels, it's not well founded.
Yeah, that
they
makes
don't
sense.
Know you, and they're probably just looking. They probably like certain aspects of you, and you're like, this could work. This could work.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, then just project everything they had, like feeling from the other person onto you because you're like, she's similar or she's better in this aspect. Never. So she's probably better in everything, like halo effect.
That's true. And if like, exactly. And like in the same line, I guess like if your relationship jumps from 0 to 60 and like you're now like in a much more serious relationship than somebody would be like 1 month in, that's a rebound. Like,
yeah.
Weird. Yeah. That's not normal. You need to go through the sad stages. Like just one of those things.
That's very true. I think just in general, if someone's just like speeding through a relationship, that's a bad sign.
For whatever reason, even if they're not rebounding. Yeah. Why are you speeding?
There's a speed limit and we must follow it. And if not, you can switch lanes. This is a 35 miles only.
School zone only here, actually.
Yes.
We take our time because we have the rest of our fucking lives, if that. Yeah. So,
bro. I also just get suspicious over like everything. And that's true. Probably just me being anxious.
No, I feel you on that though, because like the fast stuff, as much as it feels good and you're like, oh yeah, let's skip the talking stage, but like the talking stage is necessary because if you don't talk, you're not gonna know who you're in the honeymoon phase with or with the post honeymoon with.
Oh, if you go directly to the honeymoon phase, that's also not a good sign.
Yeah, that's...
You're probably a rebound. If it's just, like, lots of, like, physical without, like, actually getting to know the person.
That's true.
That's not a good sign. And also, if the person just emotionally dumps everything on you before you even, like, know, like, basic facts about them, like, their family and stuff like that, and they're like, this is my childhood trauma. They're looking for only emotional support.
Yeah.
They need therapy, not a girlfriend.
No, exactly. That's another whole thing. Also, just like the length of time that they've been out of the relationship, I feel like that's really key. Like, if it's been like, if they're just dating for like 6 months, I feel like the threshold is 1 month. And then if they've been dating for a year, the threshold is now like 3 months. Like, I feel like it will prorate. Like, you need time.
It definitely has to be like proportional to how long the relationship was.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if a person only dated someone for like 6 months, like they don't need more than a few months to get over that because it wasn't that deep. But if they were in like a long term, like 2 year relationship, and it's been 3 months since they got out of it, they're not ready.
No,
they're not ready unless like both people like mentally exited the relationship far before it ended.
That's true. Yeah, because if you started building on yourself like right before the relationship ends, that's like a whole different thing. But like if you are not and it's a really significant relationship and like you're still not over it, like that's a whole nother thing. If they talk about their ex-relationships as like really remedial or like not that significant, that's a fucking red flag. That's that every if a relationship has been in your life, you chose to date this person. What impact did it leave on you? It can't be a waste of time, because why would you choose to waste your time?
Yeah, like that's also true. I never thought about that. That's definitely.
Yeah. Because like first of all, men that talk down on their exes, if she cheated.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, no.
If they say she's crazy, I think you're crazy.
Exactly.
Like, that's how my brain works. I'm like, how crazy can she really be? She probably just wanted you to talk about your emotions and then you gaslit her. That's my conclusion.
Exactly. No, that's so right. Unless she cheated, obviously, like then she shot herself. But like, if you chose to date her, you asked her out more than likely. Why would you do that? No,
you chose to be in a relationship with her. So like there's probably something about her that drew you to her.
Yeah,
like you can't just like be like, oh, she was crazy, I just dated her just cause. I'm like, if that's the kind of person you are, you just date people just cause. I don't want to
like, why would I date you?
Like, you're dating me just cause.
Like, what the fuck? No, exactly. That's just a whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Another thing, just general rule of thumb. Don't think that you are an exception to anything.
True.
No matter how many times the guy says that you're special, you're not like them. You're like everyone else. Mm. Everyone is just normal. Everyone is perfectly normal.
Yeah.
You are no exceptions to their like rules.
That's,
okay? There's no exceptions.
No exceptions at all. No, that's so true. If they're like really talking up to you, they're almost trying to convince themselves. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a good choice, dude. No, don't worry about it. No, that one was not. This one is good for you. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, be careful.
Yeah. I kind of remember like when Katie and Blake were having their interview, it seemed like Katie was trying to convince herself that this is a good idea. Cause like the way she was saying it and like the way her like expressions were, I'm like, oh my God, like this seems like a little bit like you're trying to convince yourself you're doing the right thing. And maybe you are, maybe you're not. Who am I to say? But like, you're not sure right now.
Exactly. No, I just, like if you think about it, like, every bachelorette relationship that like every proposal that happens at the end or the bachelor proposals that happen at the end, they all come from a causation of you breaking up with others. So technically they're all rebounds if this show is actually serious.
But like how – like I know they like say like, oh, like bachelorette's going to meet her exes for the first time or whatever. But like how many like connections do you actually make that are like significant?
Yeah.
You know, like I don't like personally, like I don't think I can connect with more than like one person at a time, like fully. But like I think maximum maybe like two or three people that you can like develop like real feelings for.
That's
everything
true.
Else might just be like a crush.
That's true. But like, okay, when Brendan left, she chose Zach. Is Zach a rebound? I don't know. You kind of
because I always thought that she was gonna pick Brendan,
me
and then
too.
When she picked Zach, I was like, "This is questionable." But they seem really, really happy.
Yeah, but I think I'm getting
maybe he was a rebound that worked out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then there's fucking Rachel, Matt, and then Serena P. When Serena P. left, King was sad, sad.
Oh yeah,
he was so sad.
He was so sad. But I did think that his connection with Rachel was stronger than his connection with Serena P. With like Serena P and Matt, like sometimes it was like kind of awkward too.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
Like, I genuinely thought Tayshia and Brendan had the strongest connection. Oh, and yeah. I thought Greg and Katie had the strongest connection. Oh, I think that's when it gets, like, questionable. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you can tell when someone is, like, giddy over someone versus when you're like, okay, yeah, like, this is sufficient.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. No, I completely agree. Okay. You're right.
Oh, yeah. If you feel sufficient, you're probably just a rebound. If they're, like, giddy over you, it's probably good vibes. Yeah. Oh, unless they're too.
Unless they're too unless giddy. They're, there's a line.
That's balance.
We don't know what the line
what
is.
What great yet. Advice we're saying.
Or, like, if
they should like you, but not too much.
I don't. They should like you for you, is what we're trying to say. Like, not. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. If they put you on a pedestal, like if you really feel like they're projecting too much goodness on you, that's probably a red flag.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Because you're never going to live up to those standards. You're a person. You're going to fuck up.
You're going to fuck up. Yeah. No, you're right. And it's always like the people that are like the most needy, right, of love that are going for these rebounds that they're like, they need the emotional, support, the like whatever support that. And, like, if you find yourself in a support role, that's not good. Then you have a needy person. And, like, if this is starting early, much earlier than you've seen in your past relationships, that doesn't mean they trust you more.
That just means they're relying on you for emotional support. Because I feel like when people gradually open up to you, that's like a natural process, you know, like you're like starting to gain trust. But if someone is just literally just like, here's my life story from like the second week you're talking, a little questionable. I mean, like, I don't feel comfortable enough to like give you advice on like your past trauma. I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what benefit do you get from talking to me about it?
Exactly.
When you should be talking to someone who knows you, like your friend or your family or therapist, whoever.
That's true. Also, another thing, if your friend has gotten out of a relationship and they're pursuing you now, but like this has been your friend for a long time, don't do it.
That's a sticky situation to be in.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Because that's a rebound. And they're just – it's easy because, like, you already know them. You're already friends with them. But they're like, oh, I can get this, like, the physical aspect of the relationship too now. Like, no. Steer the fuck clear.
No, that is more dangerous than, like, a normal rebound because now they're interfering with their existing support system.
No, exactly.
And they need that support system.
Yeah.
And not in the sense of a relationship.
No. And if you were feeling the vibes and you were waiting for this opportunity, like, I get it. I understand. Just keep it casual until they're over the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out well.
No.
It's going to be bad. And then you also don't want to jeopardize the friendship.
That's true.
That way, too. Because depending on how strong it is, it may or may not make it through the reboundness.
That's true. Okay.
Depends on how close you are.
Quickly, if you're someone that's considering rebounding, what should you be aware of?
I guess my one question is, do you think there's ever a time rebounds are like acceptable, or is it just taboo, like don't do it?
If you both are rebounding, what's the fucking problem? I don't that's totally fine, right? Like,
two emotionally unavailable human beings seems like a recipe for disaster, but one with less feelings hurt.
Oh, yeah, hopefully you both will grow together. If this relationship ends up being a relationship, great.
But if like, not, at least you're already both traumatized. You're not causing any extra damage.
No, exactly. Hopefully you both will get the epiphany at the same time.
Yeah. Hopefully the timelines add up. Rebound with someone who's had a similar relationship past and similar like time off of it.
Yes.
Then you should be fine.
Then that's perfect. Yeah. So terrible.
There should be an app being like looking for a rebound app.
A rebound app?
I've been out. I've been in a relationship for 4 years and I just got out. It's been 6 months. I need a rebound. And then you find out people who have the similar like emotional trauma.
Bro, that would do well. That would do well. That's crazy. No, yeah.
Or it would just like completely screw up an entire generation. We don't know. Social experiment. We'll have to
try it. We patent this. Hey, everybody listening, we're patenting it. Okay.
Oh God.
I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah, I guess there's no like good scenario. But if you are going to rebound, just like be aware. Take some time to like think to yourself, like, grow from your relationships. Yeah. If you want to sleep around, do that. If you want to talk about support, seek therapy. But, yeah.
That's true. Because, like, I think, like, you, if you're, like, blatant about the fact that you just want, like, physical stuff, then there's plenty of people who are down to do that. Yeah. Like, that's not a problem.
Exactly.
But I think the problem comes whenever you're, like, emotionally using someone.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're looking just for emotional support, go to your existing support system. That's true. Not, like, seek, like, professional help.
Yeah. I agree. And.
Yeah.
Is this a good place?
What a serious note.
Wrap up. Yeah, I know.
So,
Roa, okay, to end it on a less serious note, but serious for them, how long do you think this engagement is going to last?
I hate, like,
I know it's really shitty.
Gambling on, like, a relationship, because at the end of the day, I do want them to be happy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'd rather them, like, figure it out and be happy. But, like, my logic is telling me that probably Blake will wait, like, a suitable amount of time till he won't get, like, shat on.
That's true.
For breaking up with her.
Like, wait till this all blows over, like, the media attention of it.
I mean, I hope that doesn't happen, but I feel like
very, very likely could.
It could.
Huh.
Because, like, he seemed hesitant. Katie seemed like she was convincing herself, like, this is right. It doesn't seem
happy.
The most, like, positive.
No one should go into a proposal being like, do I really want to propose? Like, yeah, bro.
that's telltale sign. I'm not ready to get engaged.
What is the point? This is not a fucking back in the day arranged marriage. Like, you don't have to do anything. Your parents are not being like, all right, like, we really want this business deal with the fucking people over there. Like, no, nothing's on the line. You don't need to compromise this marriage.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna fucking laugh.
Marriage itself, like, you're signing up for, like, a lifetime of compromising on other stuff. Do not compromise on the person.
Oh my gosh, this is the worst. But all right, hey.
Okay, then I guess that's the wrap on this episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop a rating and like this podcast. If you miss us until next week, feel free to follow us on our social medias. They're all in the description. Is that it? Is that all I say?
I think so. And we will see you guys next week. And we will be recording in person. So that will be amazing.
That'll be so ready. Nice.
Yeah. I think hopefully we'll have – oh, we got to record the episode this weekend. That will be fun.
We have a fun, special episode for you guys that we will be recording this weekend.
I'm excited. All right, friendos.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye-bye.